South Africans doing great things.
Thapelo, Sister Paul Spule is my guest, South African doing great things. Thapelo, good evening to you, and thank you so much for agreeing to talk to me this evening. I really appreciate your time.
Good evening to you and your listeners. Thank you so much for having me.
Sister Paul, where does that come from?
It's a long story, but it's a name
we
that
got, We got time.
It's a name that I got through my journey of art when I started way back in Alex in 2005. I had my own dance group. So it was a group of five girls. So they used to call me Sister Boss. And then, later in life, then I realized that the name has been engraved to my life. Then I decided to register it as a brand.
Really? Huh? Tell me. Yeah. Tell me, does it speak of a bossiness in your character?
Others may say that, but I don't think so. I wouldn't call it bossiness, but I will call it strength and assertiveness in what I do.
Yeah.
It's sister boss, so it means I'm a sister before I become a boss.
Yeah, of course. Makes absolute sense. What does Assetage do?
Wow, my favorite organization ever, Assetage South Africa. We were established in May 1965 by the Global Alliance of Organizations as individuals in promoting of theater. Then in July of 2007, Assetage South Africa was launched. It was born at the National Arts Festival in Grahamstown. Assetage South Africa is an institute that supports artists. It empowers them with the relevant skills, all of this making it possible for them to reach out to the beneficiaries who are between the ages of 0 to 20. Our biggest mission is to create access of theater and performing arts to the lives of children, from kindergarten to primary to high school. So we do this through a variety of programs and through partnership and collaboration with arts organization and theater practitioners in the ground.
When you say relevant skills, are you teaching people how to act?
No, we don't. Basically, Assetage South Africa empowers artists with more of education tools. For instance, we have a program that we call Kickstarter. A Kickstarter is a methodology that we created to support creative art as a subject in the CAPS curriculum in the entire country. So basically, we train artists in that methodology so that they can go into schools, partner with schools, work with creative art teachers. We also train creative art teachers in different schools, that same methodology. As Assetage South Africa, we have created our own manual that complements the CAPS textbooks for creative arts as we foster for access of theater and performing arts of quality work, actually, for young children. So I know creative arts is still one of the struggling subjects in terms of achieving each level best in schools. So Assetage is bridging that gap of quality, is bridging that gap of creating a platform where quality education in the space of theater and performing arts is achieved.
Why is performing arts, theater, important? Why is it important? I mean, some people, Thapelo, might say, people must get proper jobs, man, like accountants, man, and lawyers and police officers. Why do we have an organization that has been in existence for such a long time with powerful people like Thapelo pushing people that must act on a stage and say to be or not to be? Why don't we get people to do maths and science? You know, the STEM subjects, man. You know, important things, Thapelo.
Well, it is a topic that theater and performing arts are very important. One, any learner who partake in an art form balances both sides of the brain. Any learner who loves mathematics and takes any type of an art form they tend to do even more better in that mathematics or science. Any learner who is struggling with confidence, when they partake in an art form or they are introduced in the space of theater as well, they tend to boost the confidence. Theater boosts confidence. It boosts relationships and connection between young people. It also creates a form of discipline, because of when you partake in theater, there's a lot of discipline that you need to acquire.
Yes, yes.
So these attributes, we need them in all types of professions. So the arts or theater or performing arts in general, they are not just about we are doing sketches. It's a work that is so deep, because of firstly, the arts are very deep in terms of emotion. They take children through an experiment of fun, of expression, of learning with a in a safe space where they are not being judged by being correct and not being correct. It gives young people a platform to express their thoughts, their feelings. It creates connections, social cohesion, cultural exchanges. There's so much I can say about what theater does in the upbringing of a child. So any person who partakes in the space of theater, in the space of the performing arts, gets to grow and understand themselves more deeply and have the zeal for personal development, because of the arts propels you not to be comfortable, to move to the next level.
You know, my first encounter with theater and the performing arts of that nature was many, many years ago, back in the 70s, when I was a little boy at the Mamelodi Community Hall, when Gibson Kente's Puzamanzi Vulumqondo was flighted there. I had an uncle who loved performing arts. He loved theater. He loved it. He was a mkakadi wakokasi, but he loved the performing arts. He loved jazz. He was a personal friend of Philip Tabane of Malombo. You know, they were contemporaries there in Mamelodi. And one night he said, "Come, I want you to come and see something." And we went to go and see Gibson Kente's Gibson Kente's Puzamanzi Vulumqondo. And you know, most Gibson Kente's productions would go from township to township and so forth. And that was my first encounter with this genre of performance. And it mesmerized me. I remember I couldn't sleep for days at how people could depict so much emotion, so much sincerity, so much power. And it is called entertainment. I must have been about 7, 8. But it was so powerful for me. It moved me so significantly that I think I started to ask big questions even at that time of my life because of that moment. And so I want to ask you the question that says, indeed, I hear the good it does for the artist. But what does it do for a community? What does the performing arts, particularly theater, do for the identity of a community, the zeitgeist of the way that we feel and understand reality? Because I can tell you now, Thapelo, that was the beginning of, shall we say, my consciousness about current affairs, about social life, about politics, perhaps, theater gave me at that moment. What about our identity, our cultural identity, and the role it plays, the role that theater plays in that space?
Theater plays a very crucial role in our cultural identity, because of that's a space where intercultural moments happen. That's a space where culture meets tradition, where culture meets contemporary lifestyle. That's where people get a platform to tell the story of their own community in their own way. through music, through dance, through spoken word and poetry. One component that I can tell you that theatre can do for a community is to bring the community together. At that moment, you are lost in imagination. You are lost in thoughts and feeling good, and you forget about that I'm not talking to my neighbor. It's just like watching a soccer match, and it's South Africa. Everybody stands together. Theatre also play that critical role that we forget about issues that are negative, but focus on the betterment of oneself and the betterment for the community. Because of theatre takes that life and display it. For those who don't know how to speak, it speaks for them. Mm-hmm. For those who don't know how to express themselves, it expresses on their behalf. You know, because of people see themselves on that stage. People see their thoughts on that stage. People see their imaginations on that stage. And one thing is that anything is possible. Whatever world that you live in your head, you can take it out, put it on stage, and make it and own it and make it a reality. You know, so it's very huge in social cohesion, in building good relationships, in stabilizing a particular lifestyle in a community. I mean, I grew up in Alex, and a community of theatre practitioners kept the Alexandra community going. I mean, right now, most people who are dominating the South African television space come from, about 40% of them come from Alex, from those theatre groups that used to bring Alex down and bring Alex together against all odds of it becoming a notorious township. For a minute, we forgot about crime. For a minute, we forgot about our worries and focused on loving life and what life brings us at that moment. So theater can do a whole lot in a community.
Is it me, or is theater not as prominent as it was, particularly during the apartheid era, because of its protest power? Many a political sort of messages were brought to us through the instrumentation of theatre. Protest theatre was a big way by which, if you understand what I'm trying to say, that's how we were conscientized. That's how we were made to understand doctrine and maybe even theology. And maybe even ideology, through theater. And I'm talking about the big guys, Bo Gibson Kente and so forth. It was a big part of the way that we were made to understand the realities that we were facing socially, economically, and politically. And theater seemed to have a place not only in theaters, but, we would be at a taxi rank and there would be a sketch about something. You know, theater was a part of our lives all the time. Because I think, Thapelo, one of the big misconceptions that I at least see is that we tend to think that theater only belongs in a building. But on this continent, theater has been part of everybody's life. You go taxi ranking, you'd see people surrounding somebody who's performing something, a spoken word or something of that nature. It feels to me like that culture is dying or is dead. What are your thoughts?
As an art practitioner, because I'm circulated with that every day, yes, I can see there's been a drop. And there's been a challenge in resurrecting the interest. Hence, ACITES South Africa runs a campaign called Take a Child to Theatre, because we want to ignite the love and the followership of theatre and the recognition of theatre playing a role in telling stories, in educating those political. I mean, back in the days, it was a political era where young people and everybody was using it as a platform, as a tool for change. After the democracy, young people were fighting different battles. It wasn't just let Africans go. It wasn't about liberation. We had so many things to fight about. Then theater became contemporary to the lifestyle that we're living. It didn't become now the center of it all, just like it was back in the days.
Yeah.
But however, we've never lost it. It's just that as time goes by, there becomes new style, a new adaptation to different lifestyle. And then we then, as an institute that is like ACTEJ, we, the one who plays a role, we cannot let this thing die. Hence, we have Take a Child to Theatre, which is a campaign that we run year-long to make sure that young people between the ages of 0 to 20 access theatre one way or the other. It doesn't stop. We might not be able to reach their mothers and their fathers, but when we reach them, it's easy for us to reach mom and dad. Because when we say take a child to theater, mom and dad must take a child to theater. The schools must take a child to theater because of the very same teachers and the principals, their parents as well. They're not just professional people in that space. So Take a Child to Theater is one of our driving tools to make sure that theater keeps alive in the lives of young people. And now in March, we celebrate it internationally. We have an international day to take a child to theater on the 20th of March each and every year, where the globe, where the whole world is standing up and taking a child one way or the other to theater, whether it's in a public space, whether it's in the actual theater, whether it's a taxi rank, as you were saying, whether it's a school where there is no community hall or where there is no school hall, but we still bring it at that assembly point, you know, where young people are able to gather. Because of the growth of performing arts has allowed us to be free to express and perform in open spaces and in different platforms than just being on stage or being in the very same theater building itself.
Give us a call and let us know what was your first encounter of theater. Yeah, 011-883-0702. I'm speaking to Thapelo Sister Pos Pule. She's ACTEJ's marketing officer, and they are trying to keep theater alive. I'd love to take your calls. When was the first encounter with theater? And, you know, very often, Thapelo, we make, I think, the mistake of thinking that theater is only if it is in a building. When in fact many of us, the first encounter of theater happened perhaps when Rilo wana dinaka, you know, when perhaps there's a wedding and there's a skit of some sort. But you make a very powerful point to say that theater was sort of liberated from its role only as a protest theater, as a political tool, that in the new era in democratic South Africa, theater started to find different expressions, different subject matter, different topics to deal with and talk about. It wasn't just about politics. It wasn't just about so far, so bad. It was about other issues that were beginning to come through. I remember watching Siloma Kekancube do Ken Temba's The Suit. Other things began to come out of that conversation about theatre. So it appears to me that you make a strong point to say that while theater played a very, very strong role in our political conscientization and consciousness, it has also been freed to do other things and explore other subject matter in other spaces and so forth. Do you feel, however, that people are supporting it organically and spontaneously, as they perhaps did when it was still protest theater?
Yeah, one way or the other, I would say yes and no at the same time.
and that's a good enough answer, eh? That's a real answer, you know? Sure.
Yes, before post-apartheid, the hope for a new world was the only hope. That was the only light at the end of the tunnel, you know. In the new era, there's so many lights at the end of the tunnel. Sometimes we even carry the light in our backpacks. Sometimes we carry them in our hand to light the way. Sometimes we just walk in the darkness and there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
That's what theater is today. You understand?
Yeah.
So if whether you consume it from your backpack, that light from your backpack, or you consume it as a globe that you're holding to use it as a torch so that you can see where you are going, or you use it as a beam of hope at the end of the tunnel in the darkness, it is still theater. And then we are receiving it differently.
Yeah.
Organically and non-organically, we are receiving it differently. And as I'm saying, in today's times, it plays a very different role of different topics.
Yeah.
And then it challenges consciousness. It challenges issues that are being swept under carpet.
Yeah. I got exposed to theater and education by one of my mentors, a gentleman by the name of Speedo Wilson from Estrus. You might know him from Phila Sekund. He was one of the main actors with Charlene Surtee Richards in was it Phila Sekund? I think it was, but it was one of Dalian Matia's books. I think it was Circles in the Sand, Kringa and a Boss. But anyway, Speedo Wilson.
You're exposing your age.
No, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. It's beautiful. You know, the youngsters have something to live towards. Anyway, but Speedo Wilson introduced us to the ability to take set works, English set works, like Shakespeare's set works, right? And then turn them into a play. And what we would do is we'd go to various schools and act it out. And then we would have conversations and facilitate conversations with the students, about the various characters of, you know, if we were doing King Lear, for example, we'd talk about to be or not to be, or whatever the case may be, you know, the Great Gatsby, it would act it all out and then have that conversation. So I see what you mean when you say that we began to use theater for other purposes other than just political conscientization. We were using it in education and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But is that what Asitej also promotes, to see theater being utilized for other purposes other than just entertainment? It'll always be entertainment, but do we have initiatives that are about getting people educated through theater?
Most definitely. I mean, right now, our biggest mission is to build what we call an arts-rich society, which is an arts-rich school and arts-rich households and arts-rich communities whereby arts are utilized as methodologies of life. Because of, honestly, the very same couch that you sit in your living room, it's someone's artistic work. The very same clothes that we are dressing, it's someone's artistic work. The very same television we watch for elevation and entertainment, it's someone's artwork, you know? So the arts in general, whether this can be the visual arts, the performing arts, culinary arts, they are part of our everyday life.
Yeah.
So imagine a world that is just arts rich, because of we need to recognize that we cannot depart or detach ourselves from art, because art carves everyday living. The buildings that we are living in, it's a design. Design that comes from the very same class in school that you learned visual arts about texture, patterns, measurements, you know?
Mm.
So it is an education tool. We cannot run away from it because of the very same microwave. Yes, those shapes and everything else, the elementary part of it was sparked by an artistic invention for you to think about the electronical invention, you know. So it plays a critical role in everyday education. We cannot shy away from that everybody lives an artistic life. Whether you are consuming it, you are a consumer or you are an inventor.
Then I saw John Kani. I saw John Kani for the first time in my life performing in Desdemona.
Mm-hmm.
This must have been 89 roundabout. Again, I'm giving off my date. It was at the Market Theatre.
Mm-hmm.
89, 88 roundabout that time. And there was this black man kissing a white woman in those days.
Yeah.
And I remember I was sitting right at the front of the stage. I was right at the front of the stage and I was watching with utter disbelief. At first I thought, I don't mind. I mind. And I remember I needed to touch somebody and say, And then for the first time, I got to understand how immersed in a character an actor can be.
Yes.
There was John Kani. He was not John Kani. He was Othello.
He was
Othello. There was no John Kani there. There was Othello. There was a Moor by the name of Othello. And his ability to pull us all into that particular character and make it come alive. That was yet another seminal moment for me that made me fall in love with art. I mean, with theater. Mm-hmm. From your perspective, what can we do to make youngsters appreciate art in that way? Not just art, but theater specifically. Because now we've got social media and TikTok and all of those things. And I sometimes feel like our youngsters are missing out. In fact, I think I'll take my son to the theater tomorrow. I think I'll actually do that tomorrow.
Please do.
But how can we make that more mainstream now, Tapelo, with the competition that would have with social media, TikTok and YouTube and all of these things?
The world is moving forward. What I can tell you, what COVID taught us as theater practitioners is to get out of our comfort zone, is to think of other ways to reach audiences. And sometimes it's not to want audience to come to you, but go where the audience is. At this present moment, every theater practitioner and every institution that practices theater, they are trying to get theater to be online, to be in those social platforms, to be in those accessible over your mobile phone, you know, so that you are not just obliged to go to the space. You can consume it at the comfort of your car, at the comfort of your house, at the comfort of your cell phone in your hand. It is upon us as theatre practitioners to play a very imperative role of re-marketing ourselves in the lives of young people, but being relevant as well, because of we are living in the fourth industrial revolution. We cannot deny that.
Mm.
And then, you know, the biggest thing that we cry for as theater practitioners is real physical connections. But at the end of the day, we also need to acknowledge that the world is getting minimal in that space. And how do we then navigate all of these things? It's also be able to be relevant and utilize this very same platforms. It is very difficult and highly competitive for you to actually, but we must think of theater TV, you know, one way or the other, we must think of that, where now you get on television.
Ah, Tabelo, really?
Yeah, why not?
Theater TV, wouldn't it be taking away from, I'm starting to sound like a purist, ne?
Well, at some point, I'm not saying we must eradicate of the physical theater. We can.
Yeah.
But however, because of, we need to think about audience development all the time when we do theater,
you know.
And then at some point, if it means let's interest them on that platform for them to actually drive them to that physical building. Because of, I think other people, other practitioners of certain entertainment, educational platforms, they utilize the social media, they utilize online platforms to actually drive people to the actual physical moment.
Yes, you know.
So I'm not saying I will never say let's eradicate theater spaces. We are saying let's think about enticement of something like theater TV. I'm thinking right now just out of my head, not plenty, you know. These are just thoughts that sometimes spark in someone, especially when we have conversations like this, to say maybe we can put something on TV, we can put something online to ignite this thing that promotes for people to actually go to the physical space. Because of that, that for some young people, that's going to be the first encounter.
Yeah.
Because if they've got a cell phone, they are deep down in Mtuba Tuba where there is no one way or the other of maybe a kind of theater performance or theater practitioners who does this thing professionally that can be introduced to them right now. But they've got a cell phone. Maybe that can ignite that.
So what you're saying is that we need to open our minds to the possibility of using technology, whatever technology it is, whether it's social media, whether it's television, but to expose more and more people to the wonders of theater.
Yes.
No, I mean, it makes sense. It makes sense. I think the thinking makes absolute sense to me. Although I must say that part of the experience of theater is that live moment. I mean, the interaction between the actors and the audience is the theater. The as much as the audience is watching the theater, the actors are watching the audience too, and everybody is a part of this thing, you know. So I hope that the technology becomes a conduit, as you say, to bringing us to that live interactive space where we can have that thing. I remember then there was Sarafina.
There will always be Sarafina.
There will always be Sarafina. There was Sarafina. There was, and then you can hear that one of my favorite playwrights was Mungeni Ngema. There was a what will you do if Morena comes to South Africa? you remember that one?
Yes.
And how these guys, Asnamali. And how these guys would bring us into that reality. You would literally be there where that gentleman is trying to sow something and is talking about what would happen if Jesus Christ came to South Africa, and he says, yes, we will help him to share the fruits of apartheid with us. And I thought to myself, wow, he would bring all of that to that moment. How do we get to a situation when Assista Boss, where we do literally liberate ourselves from the liberation struggle in theater? As you can hear, my keenest moments of theater are all about struggle, theater and protest theater.
Yeah.
But how do we bring ourselves to other subject matters and truly appreciate them?
I think, you know, also it goes back now to us theater practitioners. Do we respect this art enough, just like Abubakar Mbonginkema did, you know? because if you respected it, you lived it, you ate it, it just became the beam of life. I know life standards have changed and finances tend to play a very critical role in balancing life in today's times, where now people get into these spaces just to make money and then forgot about the bigger role, which the space of the theater. I mean, I listen to you when you talk about all your experiences. I can feel the experience relived in a moment of an interview right now as we engage, you know? And it's because of those theater practitioners really lived that artistic life beyond just becoming an artist, you know? They knew that the role is beyond just the stage, you know? The role is really to touch lives and really to change lives and really to impact communities at the end of the day and really to spark conversations. Let it not just be about, I'm having 20,000 followers and likes because of I'm playing in a show of Silo Makeka Nyumbe, you know? Let's find ourselves back as theater practitioners to create work. That's why for us it is so prominent that we create quality work for children, because of, especially as theater practitioners, we tend to even forget about these little children. We create content that is just for maybe because zoomed from somebody who's 18 and above. Then let us start right now. Like that, today's lifespan is different and it's very short, and the possibilities are endless in today's life. So let's start with them at kindergarten. Let's start with them at preschool. Why wait? You know, with us, we waited to be introduced to set works at matric. Before that, if I didn't grow in Alex and I lived in Pitirisule Yanko Rustenburg, I don't think I would have understood and known.
Are you saying to me that kids are no longer doing rustations?
Hey, the education system in South Africa is tough. One of the things that ACITESH does, that's why we have that manual called Kickstarter, to go support creative arts, because of it's a subject now. So that in creative arts, there are components of oral communication, there are components of poetry, there are where it's poetry than recitations. Recitations is an old word, I think.
I've given my age away there again.
They don't do recitations anymore, but poetry becomes
they do poetry.
As a subject at school. Also, in drama, there's monologues, you know? Where kids tend to come and present a monologue, which can be a form of recitation back in the days. So we get into schools, we support learners to be able to produce that kind of content for themselves, for their academic achievements. And we also help teachers to show them how to go about it in today's times and how to also interpret this textbook to be able to reach the quality and the standard of the creativeness in every component of the arts in the schools, you know.
I had a teacher at creche, ko itireleng, ko Mamelodi West. Mistress G's. And she used to teach us, I remember it even now. I think I must have been 4 or 5. Watintama pube, zama pube, zama pube. Watintama pube. And she would insist that we would have to be animated and do that stuff and do, you know. Umlilo vuthayo, ovuthele zika, bane, zika, bane, zika. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. And I think that, I don't know if kids still do that now. Our kids are no longer, kukasi, we are in other places. So I don't know whether.
They do. You must come to our ACITESH programs. I mean, we are part of the social employment.
I will join.
Come to our social media. on Facebook and follow our social employment funds update, because of you see our artist organization going and working with children. And then, okay, fine, they might not sing the very same song you were singing,
sure,
but they do all those, milkshake.
Yes.
And then the characters, they beam, the smile, the animation. I mean, our popular song at Acetate that I know the kindergarten and the primary school kids love, it's called Giraffe Hold Its Head Up High, and they try to be as tall as a giraffe.
Oh, my.
Likes to crawl. And a hedgehog curls up small. We still bring that life and excitement in our programs through the Social Employment Fund with different artists, because we are in 12 provinces with the Social Employment Fund,
yes,
where we empower organizations to go plug in those excitements in creches, in primary school and in high schools, and even also at the after-school programs.
Thapelo Pule, the boss lady herself, a South African doing great things, Acetate's marketing officer, talking about the arts, we're talking about theatre, and I'm still interested to hear, what was your first encounter with theatre? Your first encounter with theatre. In Amanskraal, in Temba, there is a shopping centre. At the time it was still new, it was the Checkers shopping centre. And there was a guy there who used to have a guitar.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it wasn't a guitar, as in the proper instruments. It was a jerry can or a can of oil, gallon oil, and mm-hmm. it fashioned a guitar out of it. And this guy had the uncanny ability to tell stories, and come up with a song. It's right there. And he also had this ability of just telling the stories, but he would do it in such a way that his audience would be the people that were going up and down, going to the shopping center or to the taxi ranks. And he had this amazing, loyal audience in the open felt, right? And he would play this thing, but acting it out also. I remember the songs that he was, sometimes ngashwa, oh, sometimes ngaphela. No, I'm serious. And he would tell a song, tell a story about his life and so forth. Are we encouraging those kinds of things, Thapelo?
What public performances?
Yeah, public performances.
Yes, public art is very interesting. You know, when you ask me about what is it that we can do to ignite interest, this is part of utilizing to ignite interest, you know, because of, you can imagine how many people does that person reach in a day.
Ish,
and then as they pass by, others relate to some of the song. Because of you are passing by and he's singing sometimes Gashua, sometimes Gapil, and a person is going through a crossroad,
yeah,
you know? And then they hear you sing, and you start thinking, oh, I'm not alone, you
Amen.
Know?
Amen.
And the thought of thinking that you're not alone makes one less stressed out.
Nah,
oh, I'm not alone. I'm not alone. There's other people who feel the same way that Bakar Bakash or Bakapil at the same time. I thought I'm alone, you know? So such public performances spark interest, spark conversation, and speak to people randomly and give them hope.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I was raised by a grandmother who was like that, who just do storytelling instead of telling us, we'll say, I don't want you to follow boys and everything else. No, she wouldn't do that. She would then just take you and say, I want to tell you a story. And I said, grandmother. And say, long time ago, there was this beautiful girl who loved to follow the butterfly. You only realize later that the butterfly was the boy in this story. So one day, this girl followed the butterfly, and the butterfly kept on jumping on another flower and another flower. Then, it was late in the evening. She was in the middle of the jungle. She didn't know how she got there.
Oh, my.
Because she was just following this butterfly.
Yes. Oh, wonderful stuff. Where to from here for Acetate, and I suppose Thapelo Pule?
Yes.
Where to from here? I mean, you're doing all of this work. What can we expect from you and Asitej in the near
future? All right. On the 20th of March this year, we will be having a young people's dialogue. We will be at the Moses Mulelekwa Community Arts Center in Tembisa. The dialogue is under the Take a Child Theatre banner. The theme will be, why is theatre important in the lives of young people? And we will be addressing also issues that we've just touched, the role of theatre that it played in the democracy, in the liberation of our country, as it is the voter year, and we are celebrating 30 years of democracy in South Africa. And then on the 21st until the 24th, we will be part of the Human Rights Festival at the Constitution Hill. Some of our artists will be performing to young audiences there, and will be engaging in workshops and all of that. And then the biggest moment for us, Asitej has what we call the Cradle of the Creativity, which is an international festival that we host bi-yearly. We just had one last year here in Joburg, hosted by Market Theatre, the National Children's Theatre, and the Windybro Arts Centre. Yeah. In 2025, the road are leading to the Northern Cape.
Wow.
So people must be in the lookout in our social media page. It's Asitej South Africa. In Instagram is Asitej_ZA for updates in regards of all our work, for Take a Child to Theatre, for SEF, Social Employment Fund programs, for the update on Cradle of Creativity when we have our open calls for artists to submit their work to be considered to showcase at the Cradle of Creativity 2025 in the Northern Cape.
My sister, it's been so good to talk to you. I've thoroughly enjoyed talking to you. And as I stand up, as I salute you, as I thank you for the work that you're doing for our children, but most importantly for our arts in theatre, thank you. Keep going. And I know that through your efforts, we'll be a more conscious nation. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.